Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Open Look. My name is John Halim, a.k.a. John the Podcaster, and joining me as always, Mr. David Anna. Dave, welcome back.
David, the voice of truth is, that's my name now, voice of truth, because I have a feeling I'm going to be the voice of truth today.
Well, if history says anything, I don't think it's going to be today. I don't think it's going to be ever. And you could just add that nickname to my list of nicknames. Yeah, you know right. What? I'll tell you what. I'll throw you a bone. Enjoy it. It's yours. Dave, this week, we are not going to waste any time. We're going to get right into it. So far, this off season has been nuts. We got a lot of winners, a lot of losers. But you and I, we're going to pick the best. We'll pick the best. Let's go ahead and start off with your winners, Dave. Who's the biggest winner this offseason for you?
Well, I mean, there's so many winners. You know, one could argue Brooklyn did a fantastic job. The Lakers did a fantastic job. A whole bunch of teams, but I think the clear-cut favorite is the Los Angeles Clippers. I know that's probably the most famous one, but...
So boring.
Dun, 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 dun. But yeah, it's the Clippers. The Clippers did very, very well. You got to realize they made a trade, netted on Paul George. Yes, they gave up a million picks. And they got the finals MVP, Kawhi Leonard. It's a team that took the Golden State Warriors to six games with Danilo Gallinari and Patrick Beverley and Landry Shamet and so on and so forth. Now they add two superstars to their lineup. They had a fantastic, fantastic offseason. They are one of the favorites to win the championship. Jerry West is still the GOAT, no matter how you want to put it. He is the GOAT when it comes to getting big-time free agents. This man has struck again. The NBA symbol has done it again. They have done absolutely fantastic. They re-signed Patrick Beverley. They have Landry Shamet. They have Montrezl Harrell. They've got Lou Williams. You add them with the two superstars. They've got a very, very good basketball team. Another guy that they got, I thought, kind of as a steal, Ivica Zubac, he'll be there as well. So they did a fantastic job in the Clippers. By far, had one of the best off seasons in the NBA.
Well, like I said, that was the easy choice because in the last video, I gave you all the talking points. But yeah, I agree with you, man. I mean, the Clippers just had a terrific off season, and like I said, the last video, they're definitely the odds-on favorite to win it all. It remains to be seen how many games Kawhi Leonard plays, and if Paul George can continue to handle playing second fiddle. It didn't work out for him in Oklahoma City. That experiment failed, and they ended up shipping off Russell Westbrook. But, you know, we'll see what happens there. I'll tell you who my winner is. But before we do that, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. If you're listening on podcasts, you can subscribe to us on all major podcast platforms. There's 10 of them. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'm glad that you can count. That's very good. Good job, John.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment, even though, I mean, dude, come on. Give me a break. But anyways, hey, I got a winner that a lot of people are not talking about. They are flying under the radar, as they always do. I want to talk about the Utah Jazz. All right, let's look at all the guys that they picked up, okay? Mike Conley picked him up in a trade, didn't give up the world to get him. Bojan Bogdanovic, the most underrated free agent signing of this offseason, and you can't argue with that. He had a terrific year with Indiana last year. He was pretty much the guy for them when Victor Oladipo went down, had a terrific season. They added depth. They are a very deep team now. They also got... let me see here. Ed Davis. They got they let Derek Favors and Ricky Rubio go. But, I mean, are those guys going to be difference makers for you? I think Derek Favors is a very underrated player. But very deep team from top to bottom in the Western Conference. If you look at this team, they can compete with Portland, who was third last year. I think they're better than Houston, who was the second seed going into last year. They're definitely better than the Warriors at this point without Kevin Durant and with Klay Thompson injured for a long period of time. So they have a nice little window there. Spider Mitchell is going to be on the come up again. He's going to improve again this year. Probably a top five shooting guard in the Western Conference. And Mike Conley, a great veteran point guard, a guy who, you know, you can't really hold it against him, the guys that have come along in his time period. But again, a very solid point guard, a guy who's a borderline all-star. I think they did a great job, and they got a great coach in Quinn Snyder. I think that this team is going to go far this year.
I guess the it's still out there to kind of say if they've really improved or not. I mean, I definitely believe Mike Conley is way better than Ricky Rubio. I don't know about Derek Favors. I know Derek Favors got traded to New Orleans, and he'll be playing with a lot of the young guys that are in New Orleans now. You know, Jeff Green is no walk in the park. He's another guy that they obviously picked up through free agency. They need to add depth because they did give up some guys on their roster to get to where they need to get to. It's a nice basketball team. I don't think they did the best, but I thought that they did good with the resources that they have. And certainly the Jazz are going to be one of the top seeds in the Western Conference. So I absolutely do agree with you, but I don't think they've done absolutely amazing or anything like that. But, you know, one could argue that.
Well, we'll open up the argument to you guys watching and listening at home on YouTube. In the comments section, let us know. Do you agree with our winners? Do you think we're stupid? Do you think we're brilliant? Let us know. If you're listening on podcast,
I know that I'm brilliant. I don't know about you, but I know I'm brilliant.
Come on, let's not lie to folks. Let's not tell them. Let's not remind them about you saying that the Portland Trail Blazers would miss the playoffs. You telling us that the Wizards would make the playoffs. I mean, yeah, I picked the Knicks to make the playoffs, thinking that they would have Kristaps Porzingis last year, but your predictions were way worse than mine. If we take a look at them, 1 to 100, I think I come out on top here.
You said the New York Knicks are going to make the playoffs. They were the third pick in the draft. In fact, they had the worst record in the NBA. So I don't know how you could possibly redeem yourself in any type of way whatsoever.
Lots of variables that happened since I made that prediction. So
one of the worst predictions ever. And your boy Joe, he predicted the Wizards. I thought the Wizards would do better. I didn't expect John Wall to go down, but, you know, so be it, I guess.
Excuses. Anyhow, folks, if you're listening on podcast, there are ways for you to comment as well. Make sure you do that. But we are going to go ahead and get into the biggest losers from this offseason. Dave, who you got?
It's easy. It's easy, John. Your beloved playoff-bound New York Knicks. What is there any other team out there? Stephen A. Smith, you've seen him be walking around in the ESPN studios. He's lost his mind. He can't believe it. They're the worst team in the NBA. They couldn't net one good superstar. They had $60 million-plus in salary cap to use. They couldn't land Durant. They couldn't land Kyrie Irving. James Dolan is a huge wreck. I'm sorry to say for all you Knicks fans out there, but Dolan is really bad and needs to sell the team. Didn't want to pay the max contract to Kevin Durant. I mean, what else is there? They went ahead and got themselves a whole bunch of power forwards. Let me name them, by the way. First, they signed Julius Randle, and then they brought in Bobby Portis, and they brought in Taj Gibson. Oh, and by the way, they somehow weaseled their way to get Marcus Morris from the San Antonio Spurs. He also plays power forward. Last time I checked, this isn't a power forward league. I have no idea how they're going to fit four power forwards on that roster with that team. Oh, they picked Wayne Ellington. Oh, one of the Lakers cast off, also with Julius Randle, by the way. Alfred Payton, who I don't know how he got a contract altogether. The New York Knicks failed miserably. They, from top to bottom, outside of their coach, who I like. I like Fizdale. I think he's a good coach. This team failed miserably. They did not go and get themselves anything worth of value. Reggie Bullock, they signed him. He has back issues. He's got surgery. He's not going to be playing for a while. It's a team that, in a weak East, didn't make any significant moves, couldn't maybe get a DeMarcus Cousins for 15, 20 mil, get something exciting over there, do something, talk to Kemba Walker. Didn't do any of that. They refused to do it. Oh, and by the way, they didn't want to talk to Kawhi Leonard either because they didn't want to be on a Wednesday talking to Kawhi Leonard after Kawhi Leonard talks to the Clippers and the Lakers and his own Toronto Raptors basketball team. So they decided, oh, well, we don't want to do that either. Knicks are a mess. They're a mess. And soon enough, Brooklyn Nets win a championship at some point. If they do, it's in that New York is a, it's a Brooklyn town. Unfortunately, the New York Knicks have lost its aura. They've lost everything about them. They're no longer the New York Knicks. Shouldn't even represent the New York Knicks. I'm sorry.
All right, I see where you're coming from. I don't necessarily agree that it's all falling apart like everyone is saying it is, though. I see that there's a sliver of hope, as thin as it is, for this team to do better than everyone is expecting. I think Julius Randle, 20-10 guy, very underrated, one of the most underrated.
Hold on 1 second. I need to call, I'm calling Betty Ford for you right now.
I'm calling
Betty Ford for you right now, because I think that you need to be admitted immediately. If you think the Knicks are going to do anything and they've got a slim hope, are you – what is this?
Hold on. Let me finish. Julius Randle's a 20-10 guy, right?
On a bad team, sure. 20-10. He should be 30-20 on a bad team. But go ahead.
Let me finish. He can also play center, okay? So –
6'9" center. Okay.
It's a positionless league right now. So good players are good players. Marcus Morris, another pretty good player. You got Kevin Knox, Frank Ntilikina, Mitchell Robinson, all really good young players. Okay. You picked up RJ Barrett. We said that he had a lot of bust potential, but if you've seen him play in summer league, that might not necessarily be the case. He's been brilliant so far in summer league. Granted, I understand it's summer league. I'm not saying that they're going to set the world on fire, but if you look at the bottom of that Eastern Conference, especially in the playoff picture, I don't know if they have a lot of competition there for that eighth seed. I think that's wide open.
I know you're not saying the Knicks are making the playoffs.
I'm not saying that they're making the playoffs. I'm saying that they have a fighting chance to get into the picture, okay? They're not going to be the bottom team in the Eastern Conference again. I'll guarantee you that.
If everyone that knows James Dolan, he's going to ask to
James
go
Dolan,
ahead.
James Dolan year. Isn't out there shooting the ball. James Dolan isn't rebounding the ball. James Dolan sits in the stands and makes a fool out of himself. That's all he does. He signs the checks. But when you roll the ball out there on the court after tip-off, James Dolan has nothing to do with it. So let's be real here, all right? I know everyone loves picking on the Knicks, and I seem to be the only person defending this team. And I'm not saying that they had a great offseason. I'm just saying that it's not all falling apart. The sky's not falling in New York. They're not tearing down the garden. I mean, there's still some sliver of hope. And let's think about this. They did maintain a lot of cap flexibility for the next 2 years. So it's not all you know, falling apart there. I disagree with you.
I think that they could have done way better in free agency. They could have picked up way better players in free agency. They did not do that. They spent way too much on guys for 1- and 2-year deals. There's, you know, look, next year's free agency, it's not all that. If certain guys re-sign with their basketball teams, 2020 won't be as exciting as it is in 2019.
But 2021. Look at 2021, though. Look at 2021.
I agree with you. You know, 2021 is going to be a nice class, but it's the Knicks. They're going to fail miserably again. What are they going to do? They're going to leave Kawhi Leonard? They're not going to get Kawhi Leonard.
But you know what? Do they need to go after the big fish? I mean, we saw what Toronto did, right? They had one guy. They got all the right things happen to them. I'm not saying that Lightning is going to strike twice, but we saw in that final series that if you have depth, then you can overcome a lot of that top-heavy talent.
Look, John, in my opinion, the Knicks should have been part of the Anthony Davis sweepstakes at the time. I mean, the guy had already said where his preferred destinations were.
But they didn't have the same assets as the Lakers to give up. So I mean
when you look at it, you just named Kevin Knox, Mitchell Robinson, Frank Ntilikina.
Are they better than Lonzo Ball? Are they better than Brandon Ingram? Are they better than Josh Hart? Are they better than the number 4?
But I'll tell you something. Here's where I have the problem with the New York Knicks. Number one, they traded Kristaps Porzingis for a bunch of draft choices and some expired contracts so that they can get the cap room. So they got some picks there. They could have easily packaged together some of the Dallas picks, some of their own picks, given up a Mitchell Robinson or a Kevin Knox or a Frank Ntilikina or Dennis Smith Jr. Those are all young talent, and gone after the big fish, knowing that you have $60 million plus. You get Anthony Davis, I bet you that Kyrie Irving changes his mind, Kevin Durant changes his mind. They would have had the big three. I just don't get how they struck out badly. They struck out miserably bad. And now, yeah, they're going to have to hold on to those assets. I don't know who's out there that want to be traded to the New York Knicks at this point.
Well, I mean, if you're getting traded, you don't really have a choice. I mean, your choice comes into factor when your contract is up. But if you get traded there, I mean, it's not really your choice. And they have some tradable assets there. Those are friendly contracts that you can move fairly easily if you need to. I mean, if I'm a contender and I want that one guy who's going to help me get over the hump, is there anyone better than Julius Randle? You could slide into any team in the NBA. Julius Randle fits on all 30 teams in the league, and you can't tell me otherwise. So, I mean, yeah, did they drop the ball a little bit? Absolutely. Is it as bad as everyone is saying? I don't think so.
Tell you for a fact that they dropped the ball. Julius Randle, if he was the most sought-out free agent, then he would have had a ton of suitors. He went where the man got paid. If you recall, last year with New Orleans, he only made $10 million with an opt-out, which he did, and he made himself a little bit more than $10 million this next year. But, you know, if he was the most sought-out free agent, someone's missing the ball somewhere, because I didn't see any team, you know, lining up to go get Julius Randle. I get it. The Lakers rescinded him and didn't bring him back, and he went to New Orleans for $10 million, and now you're telling me he went to the Knicks.
You're acting like the Lakers are run by, I hate to say it, Jerry West. But, I mean, if you look at the Lakers, they dropped the ball too. I mean, they brought in Anthony Davis. Great. They filled out the roster with the best that they could. Great. Did they do that great in free agency where they had $32 million in cap space? I could argue no. I could argue that they did just as bad as the Knicks.
I disagree, because I think that the value that they got is very, very good. For the guys that they ended up going in plan B, Los Angeles Lakers did very well. DeMarcus Cousins is the X factor, and I'm sure we'll talk about this in a different segment, but DeMarcus Cousins is going to make a big difference on that basketball team. Plus, you got to realize who they got. Danny Green, you know, brought Rajon Rondo and McGee back. Caruso is no walk in the park. He's a fantastic point guard. I think he's going to do very well in this NBA. You know, they got some very nice vet help in Jared Dudley, who's going to be the voice of reason. He's got a very high basketball IQ. I don't disagree with you, but I also I don't agree. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought the Lakers did fairly well for what they were doing, and for them to be in the conversation to get Kawhi Leonard, that was a big deal, because going into the offseason, they weren't in the discussion to get no such like of Kawhi Leonard. So the Lakers did something special, and I think it shows in the Vegas books that they're one of the favorites to win the NBA championship. So they've obviously done something right.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that with the Knicks and the Lakers. I'll tell you who I thought had a fairly bad offseason, and I think that they ended up being losers here as well. I'm going to say it's the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors, they ended up losing Kevin Durant. They can't see you making your silly faces, unfortunately. You have to talk for them to see you.
I can't believe what you're saying. I can't believe what you're saying.
Yeah, let me explain here, all right? So you ended up losing Kevin Durant. Who do you get to replace Kevin Durant? You get D'Angelo Russell. You had to give up assets to get him. Then let me ask you this. Do you know who had the third highest usage rate in the NBA last year?
Friday is a good day for me to check in John Halim and Tavetti Ford. Okay, I just want to make sure. That's tomorrow. Okay. He'll be there early in the morning. I will drop him off myself. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Thank you. Done deal. You're checked in, buddy.
Who do you know who had the third highest usage rate in the NBA last year?
Well, I know that Harden and Westbrook had one and two. I want to say Durant was probably number three. I don't know.
No, it was D'Angelo Russell. That means you have to give this guy an incredible amount of touches for him to be nearly as effective as he was last year. Now, are you going to give him more touches than Steph Curry? Are you going to give him more touches than Klay Thompson when he gets back into the lineup? No. So, if essentially you signed 2017 D'Angelo Russell, And I don't see how that's going to make them better. But more so than that, okay, you got your starting five for the Warriors. Everyone knows who they are, right? Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, D'Angelo Russell, Draymond Green, Kevon Looney. Can you name anyone else off that roster?
Willie Cauley-Stein?
Name someone else. Name three more guys off that roster.
I can Google it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I would be very surprised if this team was any higher than 7 in the Western Conference. I'd be very surprised if that happened. Because you're going to be missing your second best player for the majority of the season if he gets back at all. And you're replacing him with a guy who needs the ball to play with another guy who needs the ball. I mean, you're basically Houston Light at this point, and we saw how they implode every single year when it comes to the playoffs. They blew their team up. They brought in another guy. They have 1-2 in usage rate on their team. I don't see how that's going to work. You just don't have the basketballs to go around unless Steph Curry is going to take a step back and defer to him. I don't know how they're going to make this work. I have faith in Steve Kerr, but I just don't think that this team has the talent throughout their roster. If I look at the Lakers, 1 through 15, the Lakers are better. If I look at the Clippers, 1 through 15, the Clippers are better. If you look at the Blazers, 1 through 15, they're better. Who else? The Jazz, I think, 1 through 15 are better. So, I mean, just looking at this, it's hard for me to be optimistic for this team, particularly with Steph Curry being somewhat injury-prone with his ankles. Yeah, he hasn't missed a lot of games in the past, but he's getting older. He's getting there. You have a guy who's only had one good, solid year in D'Angelo Russell. You're missing your second best player. I don't know. You got to convince me real hard that this team is going to be as good as you're telling me they're going
to
be.
Well, this is a team that went to the NBA Finals without Kevin Durant, if you recall. It's a team that is playoff tested. They're a three-time champion.
Whoa. Time out. When did they lose Kevin Durant?
They lost him early in the playoffs.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm 100%
positive.
Was
in the conference finals where they lost him.
No. They didn't have him in the conference finals at all. He was lost in the Houston Rockets, the semifinals.
You're right. Yeah, second round. Okay.
Right, second round. So here's how I look at it.
Who?
I look at it as
against
they
who?
Have a shot.
Who do they play in the second round?
Who are you talking about? Where?
Who did the Warriors play in the second round?
They play the Houston Rockets.
Okay. And what do we say about the coach of the Houston Rockets? That if anybody could find way to lose the playoff series, it was that guy.
Yeah, it's that dude, D'Antoni. I get it.
Go ahead, continue.
Okay, and so, and they played the Portland Trailblazers, the all-hail Portland Trailblazers, and swept them out of the playoffs without Kevin Durant. So don't go there. I think, in my opinion.
But they had Klay Thompson.
Huh?
They had Klay.
They had Klay. I understand. Well, Klay's going to come back. It's not like he's not going to come back in the year.
When? Like the last month of the season when everything's already been decided?
Look, I think they can easily sustain being in the playoffs. I think they're a 7th and 8th spot team, but they're battle-tested. They've got a fantastic coach. They got a very good front office. They'll figure it out. They'll know what to do. They've got Steph Curry, who I think is the best point guard in the league. I think he's going to be just fine. He's going to take more load. Draymond Green's going to come out. He's going to take more load. I get all that. I think D'Angelo Russell, he'll learn. I think that Steve Kerr is a fantastic coach who will get through to D'Angelo Russell and teach him how to be in spots where he can catch and shoot and do what Klay Thompson was doing. The man can shoot the ball. Yes, there's going to be some times where he's going to want to do some stuff off the dribble, but I think they're going to be fine. I don't see them falling off too much. And if they get into the playoffs with Klay Thompson healthy, they're going to make some buzz. It's going to be tough for you to beat the Golden State Warriors. Do I think that their dynasty is over? Yeah, I think their dynasty is over. I think there's too many teams ahead of them in the Western Conference. Even with Klay Thompson coming back, they're not going to be able to beat those teams. I have the Nuggets ahead of them. I have the Blazers. I have the Lakers. I have the Clippers. I have the Jazz. The Rockets. They're all ahead of them. So if you're going to go 7 or 8, yeah, I agree with you. 7 or 8 is probably right. But I'm not going to bet against a backcourt of Steph and Klay, and then they've got Draymond, and they have D'Angelo Russell, and we'll have Willie Cauley-Stein and Kevon Looney. They're going to be all right. And those young guys, they love to develop anyways, and I'm sure they'll figure out Maybe they go grab themselves somebody from the waiver wire and build that team. I still think the Golden State Warriors, based on what happened, I think they did okay. And they can always move D'Angelo Russell, and there's a lot of rumors about that being done. Who wouldn't want a young 22-year-old point guard on their basketball team? Again, the same story that we have with Julius Randle. You do that, you can probably get some assets for him. So I don't see it as bad.
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a pretty pretty big fall from grace for that team. But, again, we'll see. Folks, our season preview is we'll drop that sometime before the next season starts. Last week we did it the week that training camp opened. I think that might be a good time to do that as well. You guys let us know in the comments below when you think we should drop that. But I think Dave, we're going to leave it at that. You got anything you want to say?
Yeah, so John probably won't be doing the next podcast because he's going to be admitted, as you know.
Oh, God.
And so you know, what can I say? What can I say? Anybody who's watching this knows that what you've talked about is blasphemy 100% because there's no team that's failed more than the New York Knicks. And I would put a very close second, the Phoenix Suns, who are a big show that they don't understand anything about what's going on. So that's where I'm at.
All right, we'll have to talk about Phoenix at some other point, but we are out of time at this point. So, Dave, I don't know what to tell you, man. I think that you're just so wrong, and I don't know.
I love that I can keep you speechless. It's fantastic. This is the
best. Yeah, I mean, you're just that outlandish sometimes. Where, I mean, I rarely have nothing to say. But you've done it, man. I mean, there are a lot of people who would appreciate you for that, so I'll give you that. But folks, be sure to follow us on Instagram at the Open Look Podcast, on Facebook with the same username. Find us on Twitter at the Open Look Pod. Send us an email, theopenlookpod@gmail.com. Man, so many ways you can get in touch with us. Let us know what you think of the show. Be sure to comment and let us know whether you agree with us. Tell us who is the one that you think is right and who the one you think is wrong. Or if we're both right, or if we're both wrong, or if we're both out of our minds, we would love to hear from you. Please, please let us know. We will see you guys next time.